Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful morning here in Dunkirk. The sky's blue. I'm looking out across the harbour. The flags are gently blowing in the wind from the little ships. The big stuff starts this afternoon with the commemorative ceremonies. We're going to Eskelbet and Vermoot, which was the scene of a terrible massacre where 100 soldiers, mainly from the 2nd Royal Warwick Regiment, were thrown into a tiny cow barn by the SS. They then threw in a load of grenades. When that didn't kill them quickly enough, they started pulling people out and shooting them at point-blank range. So we're off there this afternoon to commemorate what happened 70 years ago today there.
Extraordinary. And, of course, that massacre scene must bring back pretty awful memories for one of those we've been hearing about this week, the kind of nearly man, if you like, of the whole episode, Harry Malpass, who comes from Ferndown, and we've been telling his story this week. I mean, his memories must be very vivid at the moment.
They are, because he's 2nd Royal Warwickshire Regiment himself, and as we know, he didn't get away. He ended up being a prisoner of war for 5 years. But the names that are inscribed on the barn are his friends, and this is what he had to tell me about today.
It's a bit awkward because I was not in the barn. I was maybe 50, 60 yards away from it. And I went, when the order was given to break, I went one way with some others. And unfortunately, the ones that went the wrong way, they were captured and executed, as you know. So I chanced myself as being very lucky, in a way. Going back tomorrow, I shall look at the names in the barn and look at my old friends, friends that I lost. I'm most probably very upset, but I'm looking forward to it anyway.
As much as this weekend is about the people who got away, actually there were an awful lot of people who stayed behind, including the medical staff who didn't have to, in order to let the others go. So we're looking at that as well. And of course this is quite rightly remembered as probably the greatest sea escape ever in history. However, the ramifications, had those guys not got away, 330,000 would have been a very different outcome for the Second World War, and it is a very, very nasty point in history, as well as something to be celebrated, because a lot of people didn't make it out from here.